Hello, this is a show from Radia. We are a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
The recording you just heard was taken towards the end of 2020, about a month after our 111-day Stage 4 lockdown, during a time in which Melbourne was starting to spring back to life and slowly open up again. It was also captured from inside my brother's single-room apartment a couple of weeks after he died, on the day before my 39th birthday. About a week after his death, my mother and I went to his apartment to retrieve some of his possessions and finalise his tenancy. Stepping into his room proved to be one of the most intense experiences of my life. His presence lingered on through this intense smell of the space and his highly idiosyncratic and personal selection and assemblage of various objects scattered around the room. The whole experience felt like I was trespassing into someone's mind and world, a world which would normally demand some sort of invitation. After our initial visit, I had a strong urge to come back to his room alone with no criteria or time constraints and just sit and meditate, attempt to experience the space as he arranged it, as he lived it, and in doing so, attempt to connect with him on some level one last time. 2 days later, in 35-degree heat, I went back to his room and sat down on his red lounge chair, my feet resting on the spot where he most likely took his final breaths. As I fell into a state of meditation, I couldn't help but drift off and inadvertently focus my attention on the sounds of the busy world emanating from the other side of his window. The passing of traffic, the brakes and compressors of buses and trucks, car doors shutting, sirens, birds, wind in the trees, people going about their daily lives with their own rhythms and objectives. After focusing on this busyness, I began to develop an appreciation for the contrasting yet interconnected acoustic conditions of his room, which possessed a perfect stillness, a serenity, a sense of containership, a sense which spoke of protection, privacy, belonging and home. My attention then drifted towards the sounds emanating from his door and walls, the sounds of a semi-private residential rooming house, the faint echo of footsteps, music playing, elevator bells, residents pottering about, conversations, etc. While subtle and faint, as you may have heard in the recording, these sounds were charged with a particular level of intimacy, delicacy, and vulnerability. At this point, I started to become consciously aware of myself listening and realised that my listening was unlike anything I'd experienced before. The outside world appeared to have slowed right down and my auditory perspective seemed to be completely tied to and defined by the solitary conditions of my dead brother's room. I then started to wonder how such sounds may have been presented in the final moments of his life. What meaning might they have possessed? What weight might they have carried? What stories might they have told? In pondering these questions, I was suddenly hit with an acute realization that all these public, semi-private, and private, and so-called mundane, lo-fi, urban sounds were in fact absolutely extraordinary, possessing all the secrets, knowledge, and intricacies of our universe, and just as magnificent and precious as anything one could ever imagine. And just like the incomprehensible rhythms and actions of my brother's life, these sounds in no way needed qualifying or explaining. They were perfect as they were, and appeared to exist well beyond the boundaries of my own comprehension and appreciation. The next day I decided to come back and record his room in order to hear what sound the microphone could shed on the situation. I recorded the space and myself listening in it from a range of acoustic perspectives, including the stereo room recording that was played at the beginning of his segment, the sound of my own body, the sound of his walls, and, as will be heard in the next recording, the sound of his space captured from the ground, which I achieve by placing a contact mic on my brother's floor, weighted down with some of his possessions. These recordings don't seek to offer a macabre representation of listening in the final stages of one's life, but rather can be heard as an exercise in searching for sound in a special place and in considering and reimagining that place with a body or prism of written sound.
Thank you.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm.